When we understand that there is a source of unlimited power and abundance, and that we can connect with and be one with the power source, our limited thoughts and perspective of ourselves begin to change. We change when we become consciously aware that we are not independent, but are connected to a source, a power that is greater than this physical realm. Hi, I'm Alicia Isaacs, founder of Changing Inside Out Now, and today we're going to discuss how you can stay connected to the source of your power and become empowered from within. Recognizing that all life flows from the unseen, we begin to experience from this unlimited resource new levels of power, inner strength, and abundance manifested in all aspects of our lives. It is then that our priorities change. More time is filled with living life on purpose and not spent on thoughts and activities that drain our energy and deny us the opportunity to connect with our source, which energizes and fills us with new life. When we become enwrapped and intertwined with the spirit that produces and gives light, we project that illumination from within into our external world. However, this relationship is not established amid our busy schedule, but in the quiet time spent in silence as we release from our minds all external concerns and enter into the chamber of the inner holy sanctuary and into the presence of unconditional love. In this place, we allow the radiance of love's presence to begin the miraculous transformation process within us. For no miracle is greater, and no change is lasting than the miracle of a changed heart. We may have physical health and wealth, but what is the gain if our inner sanctuary has been desiccated, left abandoned, and separated from our true heritage, which is a life in complete oneness with God, our source? For as a branch disconnected from the tree, or a tree apart from the soil, soon withers away, loses its zest for life, so will we when we disconnect from the source of our power. Now here's where we learn to stay connected, because we want that energy supply from our source each and every day in our lives. Every plant, every tree, in order for it to survive, must stay in the soil, its source of life, where its roots remain covered from the elements and where it draws its nutrients and water to sustain life. While out of the soil, a seed remains a seed, with the potential for life hidden within its outer layer. Only when it is sown into the life-energizing, nutrient-enriched soil and is watered does the outer covering begin to loosen its grip and its true potential begin to emerge. Similarly, in order for you to live to your fullest potential with vigor, vitality, intensity, freshness, it is imperative that you stay connected to the source of all life, the source of your power. And now, as you stay connected, what happens is that the hard outer shell of insensitivity that causes hardness from adversities begin to loosen its grip on you. Your roots, your heart, your spirit becomes softened and energized. The energetic power of the spirit revitalizes your inner being, breathing life into you, causing the light and the gift within you to emerge and shine outward. See, many times we go through different things in our lives. We go through struggles, we betrayal, through relationships, or you've been taken advantage of. And these are the things, the adversities that come that hardens the heart from within. And what happens in that hardness is that you close off your heart from loving again, from trusting again. And that hardness prevents the love that's from within. It creates a wall and prevents the love that's from within from flowing outward in your life and manifesting joy and peace and all the other things in your life. It becomes a blocker to all of the things that you really and truly desire. So now in your own life, as you stay connected to the hard outer shell of insensitivity, begin to loosen its grips. It begins to shake free as you spend time receiving from the Spirit. No tree or life ever starts out the way they are as a grown tree. Every tree, every animal, every person began in the secret place. Seeds, the dark, quiet place of the soil. A baby, the quiet place of the womb. Yet, where they began was filled with life-giving energy, nurturing them and allowing them to grow. In the quiet place of your inner being, you connect to your life source, the source of all life, and continuously allow the flow of life to move within your being, then out into your reality. Just as a seed is nurtured and a baby is nurtured within the womb, here is where we are nurtured in that quiet time with the Spirit, renewing our life each and every day. If we're disconnected and not spending that time, we are not able to renew our inner being, rejuvenate our spirit, and even our body because of that disconnection. But once we start spending that time and reconnecting, then we find our lives beginning to blossom in richness and joy and happiness. The higher the tree, the deeper the roots. As a tree develops, the roots become stronger and larger. The higher the tree, the deeper the roots. Because of the nutritional demands on it to sustain life, roots go deeper into the silent depth of the soil and can reach to a far distance away from the tree itself to provide the necessary sustenance it needs. And you may have observed this in your own life. You can see that it's a great big tree and the roots are strong. They are so strong, they're above ground. Parts of it is above ground, but the other parts go down deep and far away just to sustain the life of this tree that you see that's above ground, but there's a whole lot more that's going on down below. Great men and women who have positively impacted the world have spent countless hours in the silence, in quietness, listening, drawing sustenance from God, their source, and being filled with the inner power and strength. In order for your life to be any different from the way it is now, connecting with God, the source of all life, is an essential step. Where this life emanates from the roots through the veins of your inner being into your outer world. It affects every area of your life. And that's where it starts. It starts in the hidden place where no one sees you, in the secret place. But then they can tell the difference in your life as you come out and they feel your energy. They can tell that you're different. Something about you is different. How to connect to the source of your life? So step one, find a quiet place. Set a time and place where you will not be disturbed, to sit quietly and listen in the stillness. It is not always necessary to talk, but just listen. The sweetest experiences take place in the silence. Silence is music to the soul. We have so much noise around us. You know, we can have the music going, the TV going, so much noise, the cars traveling back and forth. But here is where we make the determination to find the quietest time of the day, or find a quiet place as much as you can, and just come away to spend that time in silence. Silence is healing for the soul, for the inner being. It brings healing. It may not seem to be doing a whole lot, but you know what? There's a lot more that's going on in the silence than we can see on the surface. The effects are great in our own lives. Number two, release everything from your mind. Release from your mind all external concerns, all negative energy, and allow your attention to be drawn to your inner being. Breathe in life energy and exhale, releasing all tension and allowing your body and mind to relax. You've got to let go of all the things that are bothering you, all the concerns, all the negativity, you know, all the negative talk that's coming to your head. Just release it. Just see yourself just releasing it and letting it go. And as you release it, you can even feel it's moving from your head. You're going to have to go from your head into your heart. Because many of us use our minds, we're thinking all day long, thinking about what somebody said, thinking about what we've got to do next, thinking about what happened yesterday, thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. And we're so full with all sorts of thoughts that our mind is so busy that we can't connect inwardly with the Spirit. So as you sit in your quiet time, breathe. Breathe in. Visualize yourself breathing in life energy. And then see yourself as you exhale, that you're releasing all of that tension. You're clearing all of that debris out so you can actually clear the way for the Spirit life-giving energy to enter in and renew you. Do that over and over, over and over until you find yourself more relaxed and you're open to receive. Now, number three, open your heart. Allow your heart to relax and be open to receive love's gentle touch and inner guidance. An open heart is free to allow the sweet essence of the Spirit to flow through it and fill it with life. Don't go into the presence with judgments or how it's going to be, you know, or fear or anything like that. Just relax. Be open to what the Spirit has to offer. And allow yourself to feel love's gentle touch. Allow yourself to feel and embrace the sweet essence of the Spirit as it flows through you and fills you with new life and new energy. Number four, enter into the chamber of the inner holy sanctuary. Focus your thoughts and emotions on your inner secret place of peace. See, there's a place inside all of us where none of the outer conditions can disturb. And that place is inside of you. So you have to just be quiet and look for that place of peace. Just look inside of you. There is that place of peace where, you know, you can run, and as if you want to say that you have that hideaway, you can run in that hideaway and release all that tension. Look for the peace within. This is the chamber of your inner holy sanctuary. Rest here. Feel the calmness within. This is your inner holy sanctuary. We all have that place within us. And the more that we become aware, consciously aware, that it's there, that we can go in and just sit quietly. If you want to enhance this experience, you can see yourself in an inner sanctuary or somewhere on a beach sitting quietly or whatever helps you to embrace that calmness. You can visualize that you're in that place, sitting in and connecting inside of you and experience that calmness inside of yourself. Number five, feel your feelings. Feel the feelings of this peace. Allow it to flow within you. Feel it within every cell of your body and allow your body to become one with it. Don't rush through this. Just take your time. Take your time through this process. As you become familiar with this peace, you will find that you can enter into the space more easily, no matter where you are. See, this is a healing process, and you don't want to rush through this process. Just allow yourself, just like if you were on the beach sunbathing, you would lay there and just bask in the rays of the sun. You would allow it just to beat down on you. You want to have that same inner experience where you're allowing this flow of the Spirit to move through you. As you lay there and as you, or sit there and allow your inner spirit to be nurtured, to be healed from within. So that's why I say don't rush through this process. Allow yourself enough time so you can enjoy this part, so your mind is not wandering off on what you've got to do next or you have an appointment. Give yourself enough time so you can really open your mind and open your heart and enjoy this experience. Number six, enter into the presence of unconditional love. Feel the feelings of love within and bask in the rays. Allow the warmth to penetrate and saturate your inner being until you are satisfied in your soul. Let the presence of unconditional love penetrate your pain and heal you from within. Be open. You are safe here. You are home. Let the healing energy flow in and through you now. Love warms the heart. And if you allow the warmth to continue to flow in through you, into the inner chambers, those locked areas of your heart, as you open them up consciously, the pain of the past, and you allow love's embrace to just move through you and heal all of those wounds, you will find that you'll find that your life begins to change. You become more open. And you've become more joyful. You become more relaxed, more at peace within yourself, regardless of what the situation is. There's a place that you can go when you find yourself becoming frustrated, becoming agitated. You can enter into this place. You are safe here. You don't have to worry about anybody's judgment on you or how anybody thinks about you or if anybody's going to betray you. You can enter into this safe place knowing that the Spirit is here to love and give you peace and joy and give you the life that you desire to have. Number seven, listen carefully. Keep your inner ears open in the stillness for the gentle whispers of the Spirit. Here is where you become familiar with the Spirit's inner promptings and wisdom. Develop your listening skills. Listen intently. Here is where you will turn your ear, your inner ear, inwardly to your Spirit and listen. At first, you may not hear anything, but you're fine-tuning your listening skills so you can recognize the voice of the Spirit as you receive inspired ideas. As you hear that, you may get an idea to do something. And you, as you learn to listen and you develop that union in your quiet time, as you go about your day, the voice within becomes stronger. Number eight, allow the radiance of love to begin the miraculous transformation process. As you allow love to flow in and through you, removing all the debris that blocks the path of this transforming energy, you'll find that this same energy will begin to change you from within. Others around you will also be affected by the change in a positive way on a subconscious level because that energy of love will emanate to them as well. So the change begins the more time that you spend in the silence. Love begins to imprint on you. And as love begins to imprint on you and that spirit energy begins to change you on the inside, it begins to reflect outside in your life. And the people you come around will feel that energy. On a subconscious level, they will feel that energy and know that there is something different about you. And even you will begin to enjoy your life because you can feel that peace inside of you. No longer that hardness and that harshness, but you begin to soften, become more supple, become more joyful, being able to laugh at things that you would take seriously before. And that's what happens as you spend more and more time in the Spirit. When you find yourself drifting over to the agitation and the frustration and annoying and being upset at everything, when you go back into that inner sanctuary and calm yourself and connect once again, you find that you start calming down. You have a place that you connect. Now, when you make this a regular practice, it will begin to become a way of life, and you'll find yourself enriched with the inner beauty of love, joy, peace, and the abundance that life has to offer. Your true heritage. You'll be empowered from within to face any situation victoriously. And this requires practice, repetition over and over and over. And some days you might find that you're doing really well and something comes up and you might slip back into the old way. But here is where you remember that you have that inner sanctuary. You go back within, you go within and connect there again. Get into that place of peace and quietness. Draw strength and life from the spirit that you'll be able to continue on that path of peace once again. Okay, it's a growth process. You don't grow up in one day and that's it. You don't ever stop growing. You're always growing and maturing, and certain things you get right away. Some may take a longer time. Sometimes you may be doing really well and you regress a little bit. But the point is getting up and getting back on track and keep going until you overcome in that particular area, you move on to something else, and you become stronger and stronger. It takes regular practice and making this a way of life. Do you know your path? Every seed has a purpose. Every seed sown in the soil has within it the intention to fulfill the purpose for which it was created. It grows naturally as its roots extend deeper into the soil to absorb the necessary nutrients needed to sustain life in order to reach its ultimate destiny, which is to bear fruit. And same thing with you in your own life. You have a purpose. You have a purpose, and your purpose here is to bear fruit. What is your fruit that you would be bearing? What talents are in you that needs to come out to share with the rest of the world? What it is that's hidden inside of you, the hidden gems that needs nurturing to the point that they mature and bear fruit so they can benefit not only your life, but the life of others that are around you. Everything you ever needed to manifest your desires and purpose is already in you. They're embedded in your makeup. Babies do what comes naturally to them. And as they begin to grow up, they're reprogrammed. Whether consciously or not, or due to societal programming, they have disconnected from their source, their creator. And as a result, they lose their way, their inner knowing, and their purpose to life. See, what happens is that we all came here with a purpose. But because society says, well, this is not the way that you do that. You do it this way. Or this is the way that you do this. Everybody else does it that way. So you abandon what you feel strongly inside of you to follow the status quo. You want to be like everyone else. But you're not like everyone else. If you notice that your fingerprints are unique, they are unique to you. That says that you are a unique person. You have individual talents. You may see things and do things differently. You have unique skills that belong to you. And it is not for you to follow what everybody else is doing if that's not the path that you're supposed to be on. You are supposed to be on your path. And as you follow your path, perhaps there are similar things that other people will be doing as well. But that needs to be coming out of your spirit and not just following along because everybody says that this is the way it's done and this is how you need to do it because, well, your mother did it this way, your father did it this way, your friends did it this way, everybody is doing it, so you have to do it too. That is not true. You must discover your path, and all that you need to manifest your path in this life is within you. It is now for you to make the connection inside of you, connecting with the spirit so you can understand what steps that you need to take on a daily basis to live the life that you were meant to live. Your natural senses were reprogrammed, in most cases not intentionally, by those who have become desensitized. Everything you need has always been there. The path has always been there. It is for you to come in alignment and connect back with the source where all divine intelligence lies. See, because we've been reprogrammed by others who think, well, oh, that's just crazy. That's just in your head. You can't do that. That's not possible. They've become desensitized to the inner promptings of their own spirit. And then return now when you are trying to follow your own and follow your path, they tell you the same. That's just crazy. That's not how it's done. That's not possible. So here's where you have to make some decisions in your life to become sensitive once again to your natural inner guidance, which we all have it. Some decide to follow and listen more closely than others. As you move along, staying connected and in tune, the way opens up easily and effortlessly. Oftentimes, we are the ones who make this process more complicated and frustrating than it has to be, because our minds are cluttered with negativity as well as the sound of the voices of our outer world competing for our attention. You see, we have our own negativity that's affected our own lives. And then we have the voices outwardly, all the other voices are saying, well, you should do it this way, or you can't do it that way, or that's not possible, it's never been done before. And you can go on and on and on and on and on. Or who do you think you are? What are you trying to play? And everything else that goes along with that. Here is where these voices need to be silenced, so the voice inside of you, in your inner being, could become louder and stronger. And it comes in the place of the silence. In restoring your connection, you begin to discover who you are, and that is mirrored in the deep inner longings of your heart. When you connect inside, those deep inner longings inside of you is a spirit way of helping you to recognize your purpose, why you're here, the true desires of your heart, and not the superficial ones. You'll find it easier to release, let go, and allow the spirit to lead you to the truth about any situation you encounter, even if it means in certain situations to just relax and allow. Sometimes we just have to let go and allow the spirit to do what it has to do so we can be at the place where we need to be. Sometimes letting go and just relaxing works much faster than us trying to force things to happen or to make things happen for us. Build your house on the rock. Roots that go deeper into the soil sustain the tree when the storms hit. Staying connected to the source is like building your house on the rock. So no matter what you go through, what situation you face, you can be strong in the midst of all of that. You can be strong. You can be strong in the face of storms. You can still experience peace in the midst of an adverse situation, knowing that all is well. Whatever storms you face, no matter how hard the wind blows, you will stand secure knowing who you are. And because you are connected to the source of life, and this life flows in and through you, you can overcome every obstacle. Nature shows that after every storm, the sun comes out again. In order to remain stable, secure, and unshaken, you must settle your roots deep into the soil of life. No matter what you're going through, there has a time, everything has a time. This too will pass. The sun will come out again, and you will rise up triumphantly. No storm ever lasts forever. But if you have this hope inside of you that it will soon end, that you can continue to believe that all is well, the sun will come out again and your life would be restored in health and in strength and in confidence. You'll be stronger at the end of the storm than before when you went in. He who builds his house on the rock, when the winds and storms of life come, will stand. for you are focused on the final result. You will give your attention to the end result and know that all is well. Everything is well. See, if you're in the middle of a storm, if you focus only on the storm, then you become captivated by fear and be overwhelmed by the raging of the winds. But if you focus on the way out and focus that you are safe and focus on the fact that you are going to find a way out of the storm in safety, then you open yourself up to receive the answer for how you're going to come out of this storm. When you're going through a storm, if you begin to panic, then you cannot hear because you're stuck in a negative vibration, that you cannot hear the inspired wisdom. But if you were to calm and relax yourself, find yourself in that quiet place and go within, in that place of peace, you'll find that the answer emerges and you're able to consciously walk out of that storm unscathed with many lessons and many gems armed underneath your belt. This is Alicia Isaacs, founder of Changing Inside Out Now.